Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. I do testify there is no one who deserves to be worshipped except Almighty Allah. And I do testify that Muhammad is his last messenger. Brothers and sisters, today's topic is titled, What Does Islam Mean? Linguistically speaking, the word Islam means surrender, security and peace, and purity. And in religious context, it means when someone surrenders and submits himself fully to the will of God, whose name is Allah, he will be safe and secured from the evils that result from the disobedience of Allah. Thus, by obeying God, the human being will live a peaceful life and will live in harmony with everything around him. He will live in peace and harmony with himself first, his family, his neighbors, his relatives, even with the animals around him and with the nature around him. This is the natural outcome simply because he lives according to the rules, the laws, and the way that his Creator designed for him. If you understood Islam in this simple form, you can also deduce and understand the following aspects. First, unlike other religions, Islam is a meaningful word in itself. It is not named after Muhammad, its founder. Peace be with him. It is a state of security, submission, and purity. So it has a meaning by itself. Whereas we find that other religions are named after people or after other things, such as Christianity. It is named after Christ. Judaism, named after Judea. Buddhism, after Buddha. Hinduism, after Hindu, and so on and so forth. You can see how Islam is very unique in this respect. It's not named after someone. It's not called even after Muhammad, peace be with him. Listen to the words of Almighty Allah, talking about how the words are very important. And these are the exact words of Almighty Allah about his religion, which is Islam.
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ
Meaning, whoever follows any religion except Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Another unique aspect about this religion is that, according to its simple definition, everything in the whole creation is considered as a Muslim. That is, following the path or the course and the law that Almighty Allah, the Creator, designed for him or for it. The sun, for example, comes from the east, exactly as Allah designed it to be. The stars move smoothly in the courses made for them and specified for them. The thunder strikes when Allah wants it to strike. The wind moves in the direction that Allah wants it to move to. The plants grow in the way and in the shape and in the color that Allah wants them to be, and so on and so forth. There is nothing in the universe that's not following the path that Almighty Allah wants it to follow. However, human beings are exceptional in this respect. Allah provided them with the ability to think and reason. They were given the freedom of choice. In other words, they were given the freedom to choose between the good and the bad, between the path of Allah and the path of the devil. And because they were given this freedom of choice, they are held accountable for all their deeds, the good ones as well as the bad ones. Almighty Allah did not and does not oblige anyone to worship Him. On the contrary, He gives them the freedom to choose. Therefore, Almighty Allah sent human beings, messengers, to teach them about Allah, to teach them about religion, to answer their questions, and to inform them of the consequences of their acts and what will happen in the Day of Judgment and in the hereafter.
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Meaning, whoever follows any religion except Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. What is more unique about Islam is that all human beings, when they were born submitting to the will of God. In other words, they were born Muslim. That is, they were born with Islam built in their own nature. But it is their parents, their peers, their communities that change them gradually. This meaning is explained very clearly by Prophet Muhammad, peace be with him, when he said, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. Meaning, every human being is born with Islam built in his nature. But it is his parents who make him a Jew or a Christian, or a Megan. Thus, the rule is, whenever and wherever a human being is born, he is born with the capacity to know his Creator. In other words, he is born, or she is born, a Muslim. And a very important thing embedded in this Islamic belief is that no one is born with a sin. All human beings, without exception, have been born sinless, exactly as a blank page. There's nothing was in it. They remain the same until they become adults and become responsible for their own deeds. When they reach the age of distinction or the age of maturity, when only at that time their responsibility starts and they become responsible for everything they do, and whatever they do is recorded by angels. And according to its intrinsic meaning, Islam is the religion of all previous messengers of Allah, namely Noah, Abraham, David, Jacob, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and all other prophets. All of them, without exception, obeyed Allah alone and submitted themselves fully to His commands and will. They were sent periodically to their people and nations with the same message, basically, to ask their people to worship Allah alone, to follow His own path, and never associate anyone else with Him. Therefore, any Muslim should believe in all the messengers without making any distinction among them.
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Whoever follows any religion except Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Brothers and sisters, The question now is, how can anyone become a Muslim? Before I answer this simple question, I would like to inform you that you're not going to make a dramatic change in your life when you accept Islam. You will not invent anything new. No, you will simply modify what you already have or what you were already born with. You simply are going to revert or going back to the old beliefs that you were born with, and you will act according to them. This is very simple, isn't it? Practically speaking, you will do the following. After deep thinking, of course, and after being convinced of what you heard, you need to do the following in order to prove that you act according to the belief that you have. In 1 minute or less, you will testify that Allah is the only God and the only one who is worthy of being worshipped and followed and obeyed, and He has no associate, no wife, no son, no daughter, no assistant, no father or mother. You need to believe in that all, and you need to spell it out. This is called Shahada, the testimony. And here it sounds like that. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I do testify that there is no one worthy to be worshipped except Almighty Allah. And I do testify that Muhammad, peace be with him, is his last messenger. By declaring these two testimonies, you become a Muslim. And if you do, thank Allah. Thank Almighty Allah who guided you to this truth. Thank Allah because you learned from him the verse that says,
وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Whoever follows any religion except Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. Then after that, you need to learn how to perform and do the other four pillars of Islam. You will learn gradually how to pray or to make salah, because prayer or salah is the most essential pillar in Islam. It is the link between you and Allah, your Lord. It is also the banner of Muslims that clearly distinguishes them from others. And it is the only or one of the ways that purifies your soul from the evil within yourself. Then after a year round, you will pay charity, or you will pay, as it is known, zakat. You will pay it to the poor from the unused money that you have. Remember, from the unused money that you save. But if you earn as many as $1 million a year, for example, and you spend all of it, you pay nothing. You do not find this benefit, for example, in any world system. In some countries like the United States, you pay approximately 30% or more of your annual income. But in the Islamic system, you do not need to pay any charity on the annual income. You pay only on the savings, only 2.5% of the unused money if you save it for a whole year. And above all, this zakah functions as a tool of purification for your soul and your money.
وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة.
Then, when the month of Ramadan comes, like all the 1.3 billion Muslims, you will fast approximately a whole month from sunrise to sunset.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر.
You will find it very easy and simple, and also very beneficial for your body, and most importantly, for your soul. It is an actual purification tool for your soul. It is the cure for all the psychological and biological and mental diseases that most people suffer from, because they never do the rituals that come from Almighty Allah. They do not pray, they do not fast, and they do not pay the charity. In other words, they do not purify their own souls in the way that Allah wants them to purify themselves.
اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء.
Therefore, Almighty Allah always reminds us that
ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
Whoever follows any religion except Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. And finally, when you are ready financially and physically and psychologically, when you are capable, you will make once in your lifetime a visit to Mecca in order to perform the fifth pillar of Islam named Hajj, meaning a special visit to Mecca. Remember, it's once in your lifetime, whenever you are capable. Otherwise, you don't need to do it at all. You will have the pleasure of accompanying between 2 to 3 million people performing Hajj, and you will have the pleasure of reciting and repeating what they usually say, لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
Oh Allah, I'm responding to you, to your call. Oh Allah, I'm responding to you. I'm responding to you, and there is no partner with you. I'm responding to you. Truly, all praises due to you, and all blessings are from you, and all sovereignty and power are due to you, and there is no partner with you. If you do all these five pillars, you are considered a true practicing Muslim. Then let me move to the second portion of this lecture, which is almost brought to humanity by most of the messengers of Allah. For example, it's similar, what you will hear is similar to what is in the Ten Commandments. It basically deals with the major sins that any human being needs to avoid and get rid of them. I'm sure you can get rid of some of them very quickly, and some of them may take some time. But believe me, if you are sincere to Almighty Allah, and you love Him sincerely, and you do your best, He, Almighty Allah, will definitely help and support you, as He promised us by saying,
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا.
And those who strive hard to follow our path and our way, we will definitely help them. And these things that you need to work on are: never ever think of killing a human being. And avoid drinking wine, because in Islam, it's considered the mother of all evils. And never treat your parents badly. And never make adultery. And do not try to lie or cheat. And do not backbite or speak badly about others if they are absent. This is briefly the message of Islam that would help you in your life, would help your family, would help your relatives, would help your community, and would help your society, and would help the whole world to live in peace and harmony if each one follows the only message that's left saved from Almighty Allah. It's the last message brought to all humanity and mankind by Muhammad, the last messenger, peace be upon him. And remember that this religion is built upon knowledge. Therefore, I encourage you and I encourage myself in order to read more and more about Islam. And when you read, make sure that what you read is correct and authentic. If you are in doubt, leave it out. Remember that your lifespan is very short, so move quickly and be smart and make your choice, and you will see how much happiness you will have in your life. Finally, I ask Almighty Allah, the Most Merciful, to guide us all to the truth and to help us maintain our hearts and keep our hearts on the truth until we die and we meet him in the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mamduh Nuruddin from the American Open University.